Welcome to the Matt Zediker Show, presented by Wharf Casual Seafood. The coast is here. Now, here's the voice of the Tigers, David McCurley.
Hey, welcome into the Wharf Casual Seafood here on Highway 280 in Sylacauga. We have heard from Coach Daniel Flowers and the Coosa Cougars, who have a big game tomorrow night. And then, of course, B.B. Comer on the road on Friday night to Real Town, tall task. But Coach Adam Fawcett and his guys will give it all they got. Well, we've got someone sitting in with us now, KJ and I. You'll have Alex Bauman here in just a few moments. But Coach Matt Zediker, 2-0. That sounds a lot better, don't it?
It sure does. It does. Been a long time coming, but just credit our kids, our coaching staff, and they worked their tails off and had a tough one last week. But found a way to get a win.
They did, and you brought your man that you've coached. Now you're coaching with, and don't that make you feel old like I mean? My son's calling games.
I know. Stop talking like that.
I know it, man.
We're on the back nine, baby.
But Coach Will Jackson, nice to have you along, man.
Yes, sir. Happy to be here.
And of course, I got to tell you, and I'm going to let KJ do a lot of this because he was on the call. Had a great call last week, but Coach Jackson, I'll ask him first. When your team needed a stop late in that game, you know, after the onside kick, and, you know, if they go in and put another 7 points on the board, we're down three scores.
Yeah.
And that was a huge turning point in that game to give our offensive guys, and then you get to turnover. Talk about the defensive effort for your guys, not only in the second half, but pretty much with a very good Fayetteville team.
Yeah, well, first credit to Coach Limbaugh. Fayetteville was very prepared. They were really tough to prepare for throughout the week. Threw some good stuff at us, and you know, throughout the game we started just trying to slowly, methodically try to figure out what they were doing. And you know, that after that stop, after they got the ball back on that onside, after they got the ball back on the kickoff, we just, you know, put our head down and went to work. You know, really just said, you know, we're going to rely on our front three, and our linebackers are going to go make plays, and the back end on the secondary really just turned it up a notch in coverage. You know, you can credit a lot of people, you know, Justice Washington, Amari Hale at the linebacker spot, Jacoby Thomas, J.B. Barclay at free safety, really just executed their assignments. You know, it was really just about getting back to the basics and playing Childersburg Tiger football that we talk about, you know, pursuing to the ball, getting 11 hats there, and just relentless effort every play.
Yeah, the defense and overall the team, I think, in the second half just really took off. They decided that it was their game. They were not gonna lose. And your guys finding a way to win that close one in the second half. I'll bring Coach Zediker in on this. We talked about the defense stepping up when they needed to. Your offense really, really stepped up when they needed to as well. Again, credit to the guys up front and that running game for really being the shoulder of the load.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I got to give credit to the entire offensive staff, to be honest with you. Coach Moore, the defense coordinator at Fayetteville, had a great
game. He's relentless.
He is, and I know he's a film hound, and he don't stop looking at it. And, man, he had us puzzled, you know. And Coach Williams, tell you, that's one of the toughest games he's had to call because we had to figure out what was going. But to all those guys, Coach Flanord, Coach Elliott, Coach Gardner, and Coach Williams, man, they came in at halftime, made some really good adjustments. And it helps when you got the offensive line we have, when you can hand the ball off to a guy like Kevin Chapman, and you got J.J. that can take it to the house at any minute. I thought Dallas Brown ran the ball extremely well.
Yes, he did.
We didn't catch the ball like we wanted to. Worked extremely hard this week on it. But, look, man, I told Muck after the Comer game, we need a game that we have some adversity in. You know, we never didn't have a lead against Comer. We front run the whole game, and so we needed some adversity to see if we could do it. I wasn't really upset after the first half. After we went back and looked at film, you know, we had a 9-10 play drive. We fumble. You know, we had them in 3rd and 12, 3rd and 18. We let some people get behind coverage, or we let, you know, Duke break all one on us. But so we just went in. We really didn't get in their tails real hard. Just kind of took a deep breath. Said, guys, relax, man. If we'll play the way we're supposed to play, we got some good adjustments coming. You know, you're going to stick to it, and let's get it to the fourth quarter. That's been our mantra since I've came is, man, we're going to be a four-quarter team. Let's get it to the fourth quarter. We got it there. And we had a little bit of luck on the way, too. You know, the snap over the head really gave us that next energy and allowed us to finish it.
But even with that, you talked about Presley Duke.
Yeah.
still almost found a way to find that touchdown at the end. I don't even know how he got the pass there.
Yeah.
We were all over him, but relentless pressure all the way throughout the second half, Coach. You mentioned a little bit your secondary really played well. They completed some passes in the first half that really, really hurt us. In the second half, I thought until that last drive when it was a little bit of a two-minute drill, things were a little bit sped up. Until that point in the second half, I thought our secondary did a really good job.
And, you know, we just kind of challenged them, like you said, at halftime and coming out, just playing our brand of football and just locking in on the details that got us here. And, you know, that last drive, you know, credit, he's a great quarterback.
Yep.
You know, we knew it, and we knew it was going to be a tough drive looking at the clock and how much time they had left. So, you know, we had to be really smart, locked in on the back end. You know, the up front, we tried to contain him the best we could. You know, a great athlete can get out and make plays. And then had our linebacking core there that really just sat in there and made him make some tough throws through them and over them. So where the DBs could have a little bit of help.
Before I turn this over to Alex in the second half, I got to ask Coach Zediker something too. First of all, you're listening to the Matt Zediker Show at the Wharf Casual Seafood, where we are live. And of course, you can also stream it too. We'll talk about the ball game coming up. But Coach, I don't know if you got to hear our broadcast or not, if you come back and watch it, but I used a word when we fumbled a snap and J.J. pretty much just had to pick it up and run it out of bounds right along the line of scrimmage. You might have lost half a yard going in on about the 25. And the very next play, we hand it to Kevin Chapman. It was like he was shot out of a cannon and he scored. I used the word overcome.
Mm.
In the last several years, the Tigers seemed to be, when there was something bad happened, they had a hard time overcoming that.
Yeah.
You've been able to do that now for 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. How do you turn that into now garnered into, hey, we expect to be where we are, mm-hmm. and you got to keep it on a level going into Friday night?
Yeah, first off, that game was a good example for our team to show them that, you know, we've got to prepare every week in, week out. We can't take anybody lightly. And we didn't. Wednesday's practice last week wasn't a very good practice. We kind of had to start it over, and that kind of showed. And I think it's just the kids are starting to see, okay, this is how this thing works, you know. And then we got lucky to win that game in the end, but we got to have really good preparation every week. And they did. They overcame. Again, we're built for four quarters. They're starting to believe, and when you get a win like that, all of a sudden, everything that they've been coached and what us and this coaching staff has been preaching to them, now it's starting to come fruition a little bit. And they're like, okay, let's keep moving on. But again, we're 2-0, that's fine. But right now, we're 0-0.
Right?
We take every week as we take every day, you know, as 0-0, and so a big challenge coming up. But it's been good. It's been good for our community. I'll tell you a funny story. Our ladies do a fantastic job. Miss Deidre, Miss Brenda cook our pregame meal for us. And that might have something to do with our first half. They walked in and said, what y'all got for Thanksgiving? I mean, what do y'all got for a pregame meal today? She said, Coach, we went with a Thanksgiving thing because we're so thankful we won a game. And man, they had a spread
wow.
with ham, steak, and yams, and green beans, and rolls, and peach cobbler. And so we might have needed to. We were napping a little bit in that first half of that Thanksgiving meal. But
hey, that kind of reminds me of being around on Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah, that's right.
Napping
right.
and watching football.
Yep.
But yeah, it's been great so far, but we got to keep it going.
That's right. That's right.
And a chance. I don't know when the last time we've started with three county opponents, but a chance to be 3-0 and knock off three teams within the county. That is huge. But one thing that I thought about earlier, in addition to last week being the first close game the Tigers have won in quite some time, you also have had the chance now to see two things that you hadn't seen in quite some time before this year. Week one, you took care of a lead when you got it.
That's right.
Week two, you found a way to win when you didn't have the halftime lead.
Yeah.
Then that's got to feel really good to be in that unique of a position two games in to, you know, see that this early on. Of course, you want to keep it going, but, man, that's got to be a great feeling for you guys.
It does. We like the week one feeling a lot better.
Yeah, no doubt.
But, you know, yeah, it was good. You talk on that, Cove.
Yeah, it's positive to come out of a game like that. You know, week one, we from start to finish, we played about as well as you could play. And like Coach said earlier, you know, this past week, we needed that. You know, going into these region opponents, going into this next county matchup, we needed to face a little bit of adversity to see kind of what kind of makeup our team was. You know, we preached to them all summer about finishing in the fourth quarter, you know, finishing drives, you know, establishing, you know, how we want to play. And it was just really good to see us, you know, take what happened in that first half and not really get down on ourselves and really just come back out and play how we know what we're capable of.
You know, you mentioned 0-0.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like bringing this number up, but we are, I think, 0-12 the last 2 years in the region.
Mm.
Okay. It's time to change that. I'm going to talk a little bit, Mumford. You've had a great amount of time, I'm sure, to watch the film that they had against Sylacauga last week. They didn't play week zero, yeah. And they only had a jamboree in the fall. But first of all, your thoughts on Coach Smith. He's a Mumford guy.
Yeah.
You know he wants to turn that program into something great. He lived there, went to school there. Talk about what you've seen so far.
Yeah, first off, Coach Smith's a great guy, and he's a really good coach, and he's got a good coaching staff over there. When you turn on the film, you see athletes all over the film. I think this will, to the T, will be the most athletic team we've played yet. You can look at that Sylacauga score and say all you want, but, you know, Sylacauga's got a really good team too. You know,
yep.
And that was their first game with a new system and a new coaching staff. And so it showed a little bit on film, but I promise you he'll have them ready to play. I coached against Mumford for a few years, all right? I know
how that
kid is, and that's a hard-nosed kid, and they're very good defensively. They got some weapons on offense, and so listen, it's not any kind of slouch, any whatsoever, and we're going to have to bring our best effort to have a chance.
It is the Matt Zediker Show live from the Wharf. We're going to step aside, pay a few bills, and when we come back, KJ and Alex Bauman will talk more with Coach Matt Zediker and Coach Will Jackson, our defense coordinator. When we come back, you're listening to the Matt Zediker Show. Come on out here and get some of this great seafood here at the Wharf.
Innovation doesn't always make headlines, but it makes a difference every day. Omnia works with manufacturers around the world to develop mineral-based solutions that improve the quality and performance of products used in homes, businesses, and industries. With a commitment to responsible practices, continuous innovation, and long-term sustainability, Omnia is helping shape the future while supporting progress across a wide range of industries. Omnia wishes all area athletes the best of luck this season. Your day is full of stops, so make one that has everything you need. At Allen Brew Markets, you'll find fresh coffee, cold drinks, great snacks, and fuel to keep you moving. As a locally owned, family-operated business, we're proud to serve the communities we call home with friendly service and everyday convenience. Because taking care of our customers is what we're all about. That's being all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah.
What if you could design your new home before you ever stepped inside? Atkinson Homes website now features an online design center where you can try different exterior colors, countertops, flooring, and tile options, then save your design and come back anytime to make changes. It's just one more way Atkinson Homes helps make buying a home easier. Explore it today at AtkinsonHomesAL.com.
Continuing the conversation on the road to Friday Night Lights, you're listening to the Matt Zediker Show.
Welcome back in to the Coach Matt Zediker Show, from live from the Wharf Casual Seafood. Coach Will Jackson alongside us. Coach, how is like playing for Coach Zediker as well as coaching with him?
It was amazing. Number one, just a great coach, great person. Football aside, just somebody you want to spend time with and be around. You know, on the football side, you know, prepares better than anyone I've ever been with. And there's a reason why I played for him and why I decided to come and coach with him. He's about one of the best around, and I wouldn't want to be doing it with anyone else.
Well, that relationship's definitely paying off so far, 2-0 this young season. Guys, let's talk about Mumford a little bit. We talked about Sylacauga, how we don't really need to look at that score as an indicator. We know Mumford will be ready to play us. Talk about the offensive and defensive game plans, just a little touch on them. It looks like so far this year when we've ran the ball outside, it has opened up a lot of things for our offense. The inside run game, it usually comes right off of that, and we're going to hit some of those passes very soon.
We are. Again, we put a point of emphasis on that this week in practice, and the kids are catching better. We don't want it to get to a mental thing where we don't think we can, and it's just, man, you know, what Fayetteville did to us was stack the box, add an 8-9-man box in there, and so to loosen that up, you've got to be able to complete some passes, and we're just bouncing off our face masks the other night. But Corey's got a good game plan. Mumford's going to give us a 40 front and a bear looking front up front. You know, not an exotic stunt package, but they're going to control the line of scrimmage, send some inside blitzes. But what was impressive to me with their defense is they tackle extremely well in the open field. Like I said, those athletes back there, his safeties and his free safeties and even his corners are really good tacklers. So, you know, without giving the game plan away, obviously we can run outside and we're going to do that. But we got a couple new tricks up our sleeve. You know, it's a region game, and like we said, they're 0-0 and we're 0-0 in the region. So, it's going to be a fun game, and we hope we can come out and not have to have a comeback like we were. But if we are, we're built for it. You know, and I'll let Coach talk on their offense.
Just, you know, they're a tale of two kind of systems. They get up underneath center, and they like to run out of the I formation. They do spread it out and get into doubles and trip sets, and they throw it a little bit. So, like Coach said, they have athletes, you know, across the board in a big offensive line, and so they're going to want to lean on them and establish the run. And for us, it's just about getting 11 hats to the ball, you know, just preaching that everybody has got to do their part, do their assignment, and try to attack their man and attack their opportunity to go make a play. You know, without giving away company secrets and anything over here, you know, the big thing for us is just try to relentlessly get after them, whether that be from our three-man front, bringing linebackers, you know, wherever. We want to attack 53 yards across the field at them and make it really tough for them to move the ball. But the first thing and first and foremost is stopping the run. That's what their bread and butter is. They're going to try to get in there, and they're going to try to grind it out. And so we got a challenge on our hands this week with what they do.
And we've had the last 2 weeks had two different sophomore players win Defense Player of the Week.
Yeah.
And first week was Edward Holly, and he also won the Allen Brew Market Athlete of the Week that week as well. And then you had Amari Hale last week win Defensive Player of the Week. What have those guys meant for the program? And, you know, there's also a lot of other guys, Justice Washington, Elijah Beckley, Desmond Estelle had a great second half against Fable. Here are some other guys outside of the two guys that have won Defensive Player of the Week that have made a big impact for y'all this season.
Well, personally for us, our Offensive Player of the Week was Amari Garrett in Big 79, and he had 7 pancake blocks. And, man, he is a relentless blocker. On our scoring drive to go ahead alone, he had 3 pancakes in a row, including the 2-point conversion. And we knew when Coach and I took this job, man, we knew that we had something special. It was the freshman group last year and sophomores this year. But, man, mixed in with what we do have with Justice and all them, and it's a good little mixture right now. They drive me nuts still. They're still sophomores, so it's like a herding cat sometimes to try to watch film. But just the athletic ability is really nice to have. And I'll let you talk on some other guys.
Yeah, you know, up front, you know, you mentioned Justice. You mentioned Beckley. We also, you know, have Jay Davis and LaZavion Garrett that plays both sides of the ball. And they, you know, they do a real good job of just taking what we give them and try to go out there and perform to the best of their ability. Selfishly, you know, Abbott and Amari are guys that I work with every day. You know, I coach them at linebacker, and you know, they're great athletes, but the thing I want to talk most about them is they're great kids. You know, they're really good in the classroom. They're really good, respectful for their teachers. You know, two kids that I just love coming to work with every day, and it helps whenever you have a senior in the middle and Jackson Wheeler that can calm them down and kind of be the calming presence there for them. You know, getting the calls, you know, relaying everything, just being the communicator that allows everybody to go out there and play free. And Coach, you know, talked about the secondary, but we have so many kids out there that do their job every week. Desmond Estelle, LaShawn Estelle, Jaden Barclay, Jacoby Thomas, Zaro McMillan, you know, the list goes on, you know, playing that many guys out there in the back. But they do a real good job of allowing us up front to go and play free and attack and do what we're supposed to do, because we know on the back end that they have our back and they'll plug up some holes for us as well.
And I'm glad he mentioned Jay Davis. You know, JJ gets a lot of accolades because he gets the ball, but his brother is one of our unsung heroes, you know, and Coach Williams could speak to that, man. I don't know what all we could do without him, because he plays H. I don't know if y'all noticed, he came in and played center for us. He kicks. He's on just about every special team. So he does a lot of the dirty work that goes unnoticed a lot of time. And so, yeah, you got to mention kids like that, because they don't always get the spotlight. But, man, they're creating opportunities for those touchdowns and those defensive stops.
And talk about creating, and rightfully you gave the offensive player of the week to Big Amari.
Yeah.
But you know, I want to touch on that, and this is a credit to you and the rest of your offensive staff, especially your offensive line coach.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have done a great job. People have asked me, what's the biggest turnaround from last year's team to this year's team? It's like, man, the guys up front are coming off the ball.
That's right.
And it has really opened up so many things for us on a consistent basis, getting them out, not just in a traditional block and set. Those guys are getting out there pulling on sweeps, and that's something that Childersburg could not execute to a high level, and maybe in years past. But this year we are, and it makes us a threat, and we're going to start completing passes off of it like we touched on earlier. But what is it like for you to see the growth with that unit on the offensive line, mostly the same guys last year?
Yeah, absolutely. It's just the next year in their maturation process. But you got to give credit, you know, Coach Tom Elliott's our offensive line coach, and I've talked about him, a wealth of knowledge of him, and he's just a cool guy, doesn't get real excited. The kids just gravitate to him, you know, and he fixes things, and they want to play hard for him. You talk about those athletes, you see 6'4", 280, and 6'1", 260 pulling out and look like athletes on a buck sweep, you know. That linebacker and that safety trying to come up is going to think again. And so we've just taken their skill set as really good athletes, as big men, and applied it to our offense. And then when you flip it on the defensive side, Coach Jordan Forehand, man, is another one. He's a cool, under-pressure guy, you know, really coaches the defensive front well. And those guys gravitate to him. So, man, good coaches with good athletes is a good recipe. And that's kind of what we got right now.
And earlier this week, the JV got off to a hot start, just varsity did, beating Comer.
Yeah.
How is that meaning for your program with even sophomores playing up, so you're kind of undermanned in the regard where you don't have your star sophomores playing for JV?
Yeah, so listen, it's just our 7th, 8th, and 9th graders playing. And the best analogy I can give you, because our practice ran long and we had to do some things after, so we screamed over there to try to catch the fourth quarter, and we're walking in after the game and saw we won 22-8, and somebody walked up to me and said, Coach, these kids were expecting to win tonight. And I said, well, let me tell you something, all these kids won a county championship last year. That is their expectation, you know. So it's just a credit to what we did last year with the young group and the belief. And then, you know, when that young bunch sees the varsity kids going 2-0, they're expecting, hey, we gotta pull our weight too. And so just a great start for them. Coach Mazzell and Coach Donahue is coaching our junior high this year, and they do a great job over there. Felt it was important for them to practice together this year. And so where last year they were with us a lot, and then we would go over and do some stuff with them, and they're getting their own coach, and then we slip over there and you know, do some stuff with them. But I think that's been a good change for us, for them to practice together and get all those reps together.
I want to mention one more thing with the defense. You know, one thing that I've noticed in particular is you guys are able to generate pressure without rushing more than three guys. And I don't think people that are not familiar with football can really understand how important that is. It's kind of like basketball. When you have somebody that's a threat from the outside, everybody inside can just, oh, here we go. And that's what you have in your defense, because those other eight guys can just fly around and make tackles.
It makes a the job a lot easier whenever you have three guys up front that will just go to war every single play. You know, and I mentioned them before, but Justice Washington, Elijah Beckley, LaZavion Garrett, Carson Jones, Jay Davis, they do a tremendous job at just taking the task at hand and not really focusing on the previous play, but just the next play mentality. You know, whatever happens, you can't dwell on it. You got to keep attacking. And, you know, they've taken it to heart. And you know, me coaching linebackers, I tell them all the time, you know, whenever you have three guys up front that will do the dirty work, so to speak, it makes your job back here a whole lot better. And so I can't commend them enough. They play their tails off every single play. And it's a testament to Coach Forehand and what he's applied this year with them and just how they've gravitated to what he's telling them and what we're trying to apply. It's just really fun to see each week, see them progress and keep getting better.
One more question before we get out of here, coaches. Yep. With Munford up this week, are there any players that have stuck out to y'all on film as maybe being a headache like Presley Duke was for Fayetteville last week?
22 is a running back form and plays safety, I believe, and, man, he's just a tremendous-looking athlete. You'll notice him when he's out there, you know, just thick, fast, savvy. He's one we're going to have to know where he's at. Three has a lot of speed that they use a lot on outside scheme. And then who's the quarterback?
Number two, yeah. Has some moxie back there, you know, really good with the ball, doesn't try to put it in harm's way there very much, really trusts his offensive line, and whenever he senses pressure, he tries to get out of there and makes quick decisions. So, again, like Coach said, it's going to be a tough test this week. They're very well prepared, very well coached, but it's exciting to go out there and get that opportunity again this week.
Well, that'll conclude our Coach Matt Zediker show today. If you want to catch the game, you can go down to new John Cox Stadium.
That's it.
At 7 o'clock this Friday against Mumford. You can also, if you can't make it, listen on Kix 100.3, as well as watch it on the Tiger Sports Network Facebook page and Childersburg Tigers Athletics YouTube. Coaches, thanks for coming out, and hoping for another win this week.
That's it. Go Tigers.
Thank you, Tigers.